Good morning, everyone. If you're joining us in chambers today, you are joining the Finance and Economic Resiliency Committee and the budget workshop specifically focused on capital. So we're joined by the mayor, Commissioner Dominguez, myself. I understand Commissioner Miner is on Zoom. Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez is with us in chambers, and I understand Ariel and also Commissioner Fernandez is on the way as well. So with that, does everybody have instructions on how they can join?
I could read them.
You read those for the record, please?
Sure. So good morning, everybody. Today's meeting has been scheduled in a hybrid format with the quorum of the committee physically present and remaining members, staff, and members of the public appearing either in person or virtually by Zoom. In order to participate in today's meeting virtually, members of the public may dial 1-888-475-4499 and enter the webinar ID, which is 863-6059-5462 pound, or log into the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 863-6059-5462. Any individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if you're appearing by Zoom, or dial star 9 if you're participating by phone.
Thank you. Mr. Paz. Okay, so today's meeting is the second in a series of five total meetings that we will have on the budget. We had a successful workshop a few weeks ago, and today's meeting will be focused on capital, but we're also going to start off by talking about property values and where we landed, since at our last meeting we didn't know where that would be, and we had a potential $10 million hole in the operating budget. So Jason, are you going to talk about that, or is that Tamika that's going to talk about the property?
We're going to work on it together.
You're going to work on it together. Okay, well, you are recognized to begin that part of the presentation, so let's get started.
Okay, thank you very much, Mayor, Vice Mayor, and Commissioner. So as Commissioner Richardson said, we're going to first start off talking about giving a CSL update, as it were. A lot of this was in your LTC that went out related to the June 1st valuations.
All right, perfect. So next slide. All right, so you may recall from the June 1 update, we received our property values from the property appraiser's office. We have a 10.4% increase in our property values.
And is that what you had predicted?
I had predicted 5%.
Mayor, we're not going to interrupt where you have been recognized, okay? Do you have a question? You'd like to be recognized? Mayor, I'd like to recognize you.
Was that what you predicted would happen?
No, I predicted 5%. I'm very conservative.
And did anyone else predict higher and get an
yes,
award from you for being more correct?
Yes, I believe you were 8.5 and the city manager was 8.4.
Yeah, the last estimate, the first meeting we had, we said if we came in at 5%, it would wipe out the $10 million deficit. And so I'm stealing your thunder. Go ahead.
All right. So the next slide basically shows the overall property value trend, which shows the 10.4% increase. Last year, we had it at 11.2%. Next slide. And this just does a breakdown of a separation between the values of our existing properties, which was 10%, which is actually better than last year. And then the next slide shows our increase in value for new construction. So that's less than last year. Next slide. All right, so if we go to the next slide, this is the slide that we had at the commission workshop, which said we had a $10.6 million gap. And in order to close that gap, we needed a 4.8% increase in our property values. So this just takes us to where we are today. We actually, because of the 10.4% increase in our property values, we got more revenues, $23 million over what we had predicted with a new value increase. Because of that, now we have a surplus of 11.7. And just a little footnote, that means that's before we do any enhancements, which will be discussed at the July 21st meeting. And that doesn't take into consideration any enhancement, any budget amendments that we did yesterday. So just for the one budget amendment we did yesterday, that brings that number down to 10.6 million. And then there are a few other items that were approved yesterday, which will reduce that number slightly. So when we come back on July 21st, we'll start off with a little less than that 11.7. And on the resort tax fund, this is actually the same as it was when we met in May. We're projecting a $4.9 million surplus in the 24 budget for resort tax. That number will continue to be refined as we get resort tax numbers for this year.
Okay, so I just want to pause there for a moment so we all know where we're at. today we're focused on capital, but we're going to be coming back to talk about operations in a few weeks. And so with the budget adjustment we did yesterday, the 11.7 drops to 10.6, and we've got 4.9. So you take the 4.9 and the 10.6, we have $15.5 million that we can do enhancements or other budget opportunities. And I know we'll be talking about some of those a little bit later in the meeting. Before we start spending that, I want staff to continue going through the package and the capital, and then we're going to circle back. But I just want you all to know that's the number we're working with right now. Okay?
And Mr. Chair, the only clarification I would make to that is as it relates to this particular pot, the enhancements would probably be discussed at the July 21st. Obviously, we can always discuss anything you want today. The focus today is the pot that we've really are recommending to you that we've created for capital. So today, the focus will be the capital. We're still flushing out the departmental requests, and we have a really good package already, but we're going to continue flushing them out, and obviously we're waiting for the July 1st official numbers, which could help us.
Yeah, so that's a good point, and I expect when the official numbers come in, this $15.5 million number will increase a little bit. That's my guess. That
hopefully.
You know, I'm thinking somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million if we're lucky. So anyway, right. But you're right. We're not doing the enhancements today, but my goal, Madam Manager, is that when we get through the capital, that I want to come back because I know that some of the members want to prioritize certain new projects, and we're going to talk about those and see what kind of agreement we can get on those because my goal is at the end of this meeting, and by the way, I have not ordered lunch or dinner. I'll just say that. So at the end of this meeting, I want you, Madam Manager, to leave here knowing approximately how much money you potentially have for department enhancements.
That's very helpful.
Work towards that number when you come back to us on July 21st.
That's very helpful to us, and we really need a flushing out of the priorities for purposes of enhancements.
Okay. With that, I'll allow you to continue. Thank you.
Sure. And actually, to the point a little bit, is this is the one area that is not capital, and this is a slide that we put together that shows a list of other budget items that came out of the May 24th FERC, most of which did not have any kind of favorable or unfavorable recommendation. It was just kind of punted to this meeting for the commission. And what I want to highlight here is the bottom two items don't really need to be discussed because they were already on the list of potential enhancements to be discussed on the 21st. But the top five items are not potential enhancements at this time because they were not given any direction from commission or from the administration. So we would need any kind of consensus today whether even to be considered or discussed on the 21st. And I would like to add to that specifically one item that was added yesterday, which was a Monument Island lighting project for $150,000. And there was a push to this meeting on the Gym Kids CPI increase contract, which was $75,000. So of those items, we'd like to get...
So what I want to do with those, Jason, is we'll take all of those now, just leave them in that bucket. Let's get to capital. And then I want to... These would be considered along with any enhancements that are going to be recommended by the staff. And that's when
Right now, they're not potential enhancements at all.
I understand. But let's get through... Let's get through the capital because I know some members have some priorities that they want to present, and we see if we have consensus on that. Because at the end of the meeting, again, I want to be able to let you all know and all of us how much money we have left because there's going to be a pot of money. And then between staff recommendations and the members here, we'll decide how we're going to spend that money.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll just mention here the same as was discussed at the May workshop, with the proposed millages being flat across the board on the millages that the commission has control over. That's the general, the CRR, the PAYGO. The debt service that's listed there, the impact increase there is primarily related to the new arts and culture bonds, which were just approved yesterday and will be sold next month. So just next steps after we have our capital, as we've mentioned, we'll have the budget briefing on the 21st, where we'll go really through the operating and then an update on the capital based on input we get today. July 26th, the commission will approve and finalize the maximum millage rate that be set out on the trim notices. Then we'll have the FERC meeting on the 28th, if needed to have. We'll see. And then we have our hearings in September.
Right. So members, we normally have five meetings total on the budget. We've had one. Today is number two. Our third meeting will be the 21st. Hopefully we won't need the 28th meeting, and then we'll come back in September. We have two votes in September, so that's typically the cycle that the city has followed for years. So with that, we're now going to get into
the capital. Now we have our capital presentation.
So go ahead, Tamika, if that's you, let's go through the capital package.
Perfect. All right, so this just kind of gives a overview of the capital budget. It is the policy document of the city. It's where all the funding is put in place for next year. The capital plan is a five-year plan, but what we will be appropriating, you know, making decisions on is a 24 budget. So, you know, if there is a package here that has a five-year plan, we're focused on 24, which is just next year's budget. The timeline, we actually started meeting on the capital projects in December. So we have a team of, budget staff, city manager's office, and all the departments related to capital who meet on a biweekly basis. We started in December. We've had a series of meetings between the departments with the upper management and the city manager. And what you're seeing here is our recommendation. And so now we're in June and July. And then in August, what we'll do is take your recommendations and prepare a proposed budget book. So I want to just focus on the unfunded capital needs. So this slide just basically summarizes what was requested for FY24, what we're going to recommend, which you'll see on the next slides, and what remains unfunded if what we recommend is approved. So you see we have $160 million of requests. We were able to recommend $110 million, and that's based on some policy decisions that we'll have to make, and that still leaves us with an unfunded $49 million. Off that unfunded amount, $20.9 is for water and sewer, and so we had mentioned at the budget workshop that we plan to bond out those dollars, which was previously discussed years ago, and so we still have a huge unfunded list of projects. So we just want to talk about what the process that we went through to make our recommendations. So the first thing we wanted to do is to fund our capital renewal and replacement items, the city's existing assets that we just need to keep up between the capital renewal and replacement fund and the PAYGO fund. The next thing we wanted to do is to fund the gaps in our existing projects. So, you know, similar to the last 2 years, we've had projects where we funded. We thought they were fully funded. The bids are coming in higher. So we want to make sure those projects are fully funded. Then we wanted to allocate funding for matches for grants. So we are aggressively going after grants. And if there are matching funds that are needed, we're recommending putting the matching funds aside. For all our other funds, parking, transportation, enterprise, we have funded all of their requests. We've recommended funding all their requests. And you'll see that in the next couple of slides. So this is a major policy decision, and this is a recommendation that the administration is making. And so because we have so many needs and we're trying to fund as much as possible, what we're recommending is that any excess surplus that we have in the general fund for FY23 and also in the resort tax fund, that we transfer all those dollars over to PAYGO in order to allow us to fund more capital projects. So if this is...
I want you to say that one more time so everybody gets it.
Right. So we're recommending that any surplus that we have in 23's budget, in the general fund and also in the resort tax fund, that we take all those dollars and transfer them to the PAYGO fund to allow us to fund more capital projects in the 24 budget. So the first two lines that you see, the first is the resort tax projected surplus for 23. The second is the general fund surplus for 23, and that's what would be left over after yesterday's budget amendment. In addition to those two amounts, we have $1.2 million in resort tax surplus from the 22 budget. So we were able to fully fund the six-month reserve in the resort tax fund and still have $1.2 million unallocated in the resort tax fund. So we're also recommending taking that 1.2 and transferring it to PAYGO to help fund more projects. And then finally, we had $47,000 set aside in the general fund for the Palmview Historic District. It only can be used in that neighborhood, and we do have one project that we're recommending to be funded with that 47. So that also would be transferred to PAYGO. If this is accepted, that would add $12.9 million to the PAYGO funds to help us fund as many projects as we can.
Okay, so what I have here is a list of commission capital project requests that came in throughout the fiscal year. All the items in blue are administration recommendations for capital funding for this year. And we'll go. You'll see these projects individually as we go through the individual funds, PAYGO, transportation, CR, water, sewer, things like that. But some of the highlights there, the Parkview water quality is recommended for funded. One of the security projects, the beach walk, Bollard citywide is recommended for funding. And then the two soccer field projects. I know there was a lot of discussion related to soccer fields, and we were able to locate and recommend funding for the soccer field turf renovation work at Fairway Park and Flamingo. The one item in black listed there that is not currently listed as recommended in funding, we couldn't find the funds as of right now, is the Monument Island restoration. And that, a couple of reasons for that. The project originally was in the $800,000 to $900,000 range. After a relook at it, the budget increased up to a little over $1.1 million. One of the major contributing factors also had to do with the fact that there was a grant that we had applied for, we were very hopeful for, and we ended up falling through. So there wasn't a grant match for the design. The design fee itself would be only be $250,000, and there would be an opportunity, as the Commissioner Richardson said, when we look at other funds in the future. But as of right now, when we're going to go through these slides, that's not on that list.
Yeah, and so members, it's not on this list, but it's on my list for us to discuss when we get to the end of this presentation, and we'll see where we sit as a collective body on this one. So it's off this list, but it's not off the final list.
And Mr. Chair, we do have a recommendation that will help move that project over a 2-year cycle, so we can talk about that at that time.
Yeah, when we get to the end and we see what's left, then we'll talk about this, okay? Go ahead.
So these are, just a summary of a lot of the major funding sources. We know the capital rule and replacement, you have your resort tax funded, quality of life funds, your PAYGO, and then all the other transportation ones. So we're going to go through the individual ones. First, we're going to start with the CR&R. So the capital rule and replacement, it was established in 2005. It's funded by a dedicated millage. With the tax increase of the property value increase of 10.4%, there were some additional funds that came in. So again, it's a very small millage. It's 0.0499, and it only brings in around $2.1 million per year. We are recommending to utilize $2 million of funds. This would leave $2.8 million in unfunded project requests. And here's a list of the projects. About $2 million recommended funding. This leaves about $230,000 unallocated, and that goes with the funding strategy that the administration is recommending, where we're only funding projects that have already started. We want to get them across the finish line and have a little bit in the reserve in there in case a project goes over budget, which, we all know that does happen from time to time. So this is the list of 9 projects recommended, and you can kind of see a theme there related to the word recertification. So building facility recertification is something that, as we know, we have to get done, and that's why these projects were prioritized. Okay. Now I'll go through the three resort tax quality of life fund areas. So the first one is the North Beach quality of life. We're recommending about $2 million in funding there. It would leave, just like the commission did last year, or this year, 23, about $2.6 million unallocated, again, to fund projects that already started, make sure they get across the finish line. And also, as you look on the big spreadsheet, if you looked at that, there are numerous projects in 25 and 26 that we want to make sure that we have funding for. But in doing this, we do have $2.8 million of unfunded requests that we recommend not to get started on. But here's a list of the projects that are here and just a couple of things to pull out and highlight there. And you're going to see a theme through a number of items here. It will be project item number 72, security cameras on the beach walk. You'll see that at the mid-beach also. By doing this and following this recommendation, you'll get the entire beach walk funded with security cameras. And actually, even more on security is, I believe it's Brittany Bay Park and North Shore. We will get those funded. Those are recommended by the police department, and we wanted to recommend all of the funded security projects related to that. And the other one I want to highlight here is item number 61, the entrance signs to North Beach. I know it's been around for quite a while. I believe it's almost finished with design, and actually the timing will work out perfectly to get this project funded and across the finish line. Here in Mid-Beach, the main one is the beach walk security cameras, as I mentioned, about $1.9 million recommended, about $700,000 left in reserve to be allocated in the future. I believe that's the best approach. But there is about $355,000 in your big list here of underfunded projects that we just recommend not to get started at this point. And then South Beach, we actually allocated all of it, and we'll get into more about, because it's related to the police headquarters facility, which is split-funded between here and PAYGO, which is $4.5 million short on that geobond project, about $2 million. There is still another $1.9 million in unfunded needs for the South Beach area, but the police headquarters would be the big one. And then also, it's kind of a security one, is the South Point Park lighting was strongly recommended by the Parks Department.
All right, so we'll talk about the PAYGO fund, which is, there is a dedicated millage rate. Again, we're not recommending a millage rate increase. And based on the existing property values, it's projected to generate $4.4 million. You'll see that we are recommending $20.1 million in projects, and that's assuming that the commission accepts our recommendation to transfer those funds from the prior year surplus. But we are recommending 20.1, which is huge compared to prior years, and we still have an unfunded amount of $19.5 million. Right, so these are the projects that we're recommending. I believe it's like three pages long. The biggest in that ticket here is a police headquarters, which is split-funded. We also have bollards on the beach walk, another big project, citywide bridges that we're trying to fund, and a generator at City Hall. So, again, critical projects.
Commissioner Ariola, you're recognized.
I just want to, make a mental note. A few of those worth talking about, like the citywide bollards. If we get down to crunch time, we're trying to find numbers. Can we start saying it's not realistic that we're going to do all the bollards all in the same year? Mm-hmm. You shave that in half this year, half next year. Same with the security cameras. I just want to be realistic that. Unless we can install them all in the same year, do you want to split up a few of these over 2 years? But I that's a mental note.
Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez.
If we're buying bollards in bulk, I know that Paul Cejas reached out to me, and at one end of Lincoln Road, he's offering to purchase some planters, but I would really like to include the bollards at the west end of Lincoln Road, too, where we have those unsightly cement barriers that have been there for years now. If we're going to do the bollards, can we include those, too? Because I think that's something that our constituents see. You get it done for them. There's a lot of complaining about it, and Lincoln Road is kind of suffering. It needs that. Do you guys agree with me to include those?
Jason, do we have the bollards for, is that part of the Lincoln Road project?
It is.
Yes.
It is.
I know, but the problem is, and the reason that I want to include and do something on the west side of Lincoln Road, is that the Lincoln Road project has been supposedly happening for 10 years now, and we have those, I want those barriers gone.
So let me ask this question.
I don't care.
Can we, if we put those in now, when we start the Lincoln Road project, can we pay it back in this fund? So can we basically do the work and then pay
it back?
Actually,
for the purposes of this, the Lincoln Road project's already funded, so the bollards related the commissioner brought up are actually already funded. These are a different a thing of bollards.
Yeah, so when, though, are we waiting, though, to do the work when the rest of the work is done, or is there any reason why we can't move ahead? Because I agree, those things are... Those concrete barriers are not very sightly, and they've been out there for years now. So
Commissioner,
why can't we go ahead and put the bollards in? I know we're thinking about what we're going to do on the east side, but on the west side, why can't we go ahead and install those? Who's going to address that?
Mr. Staff? Chair, we've had that conversation internally, and what we're hoping to do is have an interim solution that would be planters, and then the permanent solution would be the bollards that were envisioned as part of the project. So correct me, Liz, if you think I misrepresented
that. No, that is absolutely correct. So we are looking for planters to replace the Jersey barriers that are on Lincoln Road. And at current, the cost that we have already acquired is about $300,000 for these planters. But these are very specific planters that will stop vehicles that are traveling.
Can I say something?
Certainly.
Wait just a minute.
Planters at $300,000
too
expensive.
Hang on just a second. Let's get through it. Now, why is it that we want to do planters as opposed to just moving to bollards? Is it because of there's going to be construction on Lincoln Road? Why not just go directly to the bollards? Why do we have to go through the planters?
I think we have a combination of both. I think this is just a temporary solution for removing the Jersey barriers because they're very unsightly, and this will work in conjunction with the Lincoln Road project.
Mr. Chair?
Wait just a second. Go ahead, David, you answer it, and then I want to recognize two of the members. Go ahead, David.
Just want to just point clarification. The permanent bollards, the ones at the end of the day, those are in design right now. It's not as simple as just a bollard. This is what the James Corner Field team is designing. They have to go to the Historical Preservation Board. They have to be presented. And along with that is the rest of the corridor that's being designed. We are estimating that we would be ready for procurement for the whole strip, including bollard or security barriers, what we're calling them, both at Washington as well as on Alton Road, approximately fall of next year.
Okay. Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, you had a question.
Okay. Go ahead. Yes. That is not acceptable. I would just like some bollards now. Our residents,
Point of order. Okay, point of order.
I'm constantly getting interrupted. Can I just finish my thought? Okay. David, it doesn't have to be the final bollard because we know that you're going to be under construction. But $300,000 in planters seems like an awful lot of money. Why can't we just put some simple bollards up in the interim and remove the cement barriers? And I know that Commissioner Fernandez has a resolution that passed last meeting, and I'm going to cede the floor to him after I go through the chair. Hopefully you'll cede to Alex. Why can't we just do that now? We don't want to wait another year. Lincoln Road is really having issues, and we need to do whatever we can right now to help it along, beautify it, and I would put that as a top priority for that area.
Commissioner Fernandez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two meetings ago, the City Commission adopted a resolution directing the administration to remove the Jersey barriers that are there and by October 1st have installed bollards, but in the forms of planters that meet the security grade approved by the police department in consultation as well with a Lincoln Road bid. And the directive was to consider the Lincoln Road on the east end at Washington Avenue as well as the west end on Alton Road. And Madam Manager, I believe Mr. Cejas has also been in contact with the administration to help offset some of the costs. So I just want to put that for the record, because Commissioner Wilson Gonzalez, you are absolutely right. We cannot wait until the phase three, I believe, of Lincoln Road, because we're really, I feel, we're we're not certain when that phase three may be, and we can't wait till then to do that permanent infrastructure, the permanent bollards that require underground work. But in the meantime, the directive was within this fiscal year, let's get the Jersey barriers removed, let's install bollards here, and bollards that meet the security grade approved by the police department, and the administration is already working on that together and in consultation with the Lincoln Road bid to make sure that it's something that is acceptable to the area property owners.
Just a minute, and then I'm going to recognize you. So, Commissioner Fernandez, did you say that was bollards or the planters would be?
Bollards in the form of planters, yeah, and, right, and the police department, the city administration, property management, and Lincoln Road bid have been working in conjunction with each other to identify the proper device to place there that is more aesthetically pleasing, but at the same time meets the security needs of the area on Lincoln Road and Washington and Lincoln Road and Alton Road.
Okay, and so do we have the money in the current year budget or next year? Do we have the money programmed to do just what Commissioner Fernandez said that passed in a resolution? Manager, do you know if we have is the money in the current year budget? I don't know, it's a couple $100,000.
That would be forthcoming in a capital budget amendment, but that's why they're doing the work that they're doing and vetting what the solution is. So okay, we would know what that number is. But yes, we would make it a recommendation as part of the capital budget amendment, just like we did yesterday.
And just one moment. Wait a minute. So, yeah. So, the planters that we're going to buy, once we get the permanent bollards, can they be moved to other locations in the city and used in other places?
We can certainly explore that, yes.
Because I wouldn't want that funds wasted. Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, you're recognized.
Can we get this done in 90 days? I would like to give you a challenge. 90 days to planters.
The planters take 10 weeks.
What?
The planters take 10 weeks.
10 weeks. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're good.
But
right?
We would need to find funding, which we will submit.
And we need to procure them.
I would like you to order them, if possible, and I don't know if you feel the same, I would like to order them tomorrow and just have them here for the opening of our season. It will look so beautiful.
So let's do this. Let's do this, members. I'm going to write this down. We're going to be talking at the end of this when we get to the number. We're going to be talking about some things we want to agree to fund today. I'm going to add this item to my list, and I'm going to bring it up before we adjourn today. And if there are 4 votes to do this today, we'll give staff that guidance, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. And you're saying once we place an order, it takes about 10 weeks to get them in?
Yes, and I would like to disclose that this is very specialized planters.
Sure.
These are hostile vehicle mitigation. As the city manager has expressed, these have been vetted by our police department. However, because we don't have a contract with them, this may require a bid waiver because of their cost.
Okay. So, and then you need about $250,000?
About $300,000.
$300,000. All right. I put it on the list. We're going to table it right now.
And when we passed the resolution directing the administration to do that expeditiously within this fiscal year, we also said there do not use funding from the capital project so that we don't take away funding from the capital project and we identify other a separate funding source for that.
Okay.
And Mr. Sejas, again, is in touch with the administration.
So I've got it on the list, and before we adjourn, we're going to bring it back up and see if there are probably 5 votes because we would need a bid waiver. So we're going to bring it back up before we leave today.
Mr. Chair, okay. Can I just to speak to Commissioner Areola's point? I think his question was very specific to specifically the line items for the beach walk bollards. I think his question to us is, can those be done over a 2-year period? And is the full amount required in this budget? Would the project be completed in this budget? And we can certainly.
So I've also got that on the list that we're going to talk about at the end. Because I know that there are some unfunded things. And by the way, when we say that there are unfunded things left, that is not an unusual event. We have every year we have a long list of things that we want to accomplish, and we prioritize which ones we're going to do, and then there are things that are unfunded, and they get on the list for next year, and so forth and so on. So that's typical. But I've got that on here because I think Commissioner Ariola raises a good point. We may want to split that up over 2 years, especially if that means we can use some of the money to do other things, for example, buy these planters or some other things. So with that, I'll let you continue.
If I can, the 2 points that were mentioned there to clarify. So one on the unfunded needs is, you know, when we work with the departments, you know, they were happy in that we were able to fund everything that was critical, the critical need projects. So the ones that are unfunded, we should be fine with. If there was allocated monies, that would be great. And then speaking specifically to Commissioner Ariola's question on the 1.7 on the security bollards, it's actually a 3-year multi-year project with 1.7 or 1.6 in the future years. So the 1.7 was recommended for this year, 1.7 in 25, 1.6, I think, okay. in 28. So it is a multi-year project. So.
Okay, great. Perfect. Okay. Go ahead now. I think we're on transportation, right?
No, we're still – there's okay. several slides yes. on PAYGO. So.
Yeah. Got it.
Again, so these are some of the projects that we're recommending for PAYGO. We wanted to highlight that we are doing some soccer fields. I know we've gotten some emails. So we have the Fairway Park improvement of $1.5 million. What else we have? We have the Parkview Neighborhood Traffic Common, which is a $47,000 that we took from the fund balance. And then we have the fire station grant match. So we have applied for a grant, so we're setting aside some match dollars. The golf course. And then also there's a golf course. The Miami Beach Golf Course has a renovation plan for a total budget of $9 million. This year the request is for $1 million. Next year we're going to come back with an $8 million ask for the complete project cost.
Okay, this is the end.
And then this is the last slide. Again, we have the Flamingo Park soccer field turf that we're recommending. And then there's soil remediation that is required. And so we're just putting the funding in place as soon as Durham tells us that we have to move forward. And as Jason mentioned earlier, we're funding CCTVs, both at Brittany Bay Park, which is completed, and the North Beach Oceanside Park. And then the next couple of slides show what we're recommending for.
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner Minor.
No, sorry, I wanted to speak up before I went too far because we were talking about the soccer fields and improvements. Matthew Pender, who's the president of the Friends of South Point Elementary, had reached out. I think he did send an email to all of you as well. They're basically looking to beef up their soccer fields at South Point Elementary. It's a $160,000 project. They're only seeking from us $50,000. I don't want to say only, but they're going to raise private funds to raise the $110,000 and the remaining $50,000 they're requesting from us. It's artificial turf, and it would also not only be used for the school, but also on weekends for really community involvement as well. So I wanted to get that on the record.
Okay. I'm going to make a note that, and I think is Mr. Rebar, later we'll have you speak to that. That's on school property, though, so that's not a city park, but I understand there's a funding request. Okay, I've added that to the list of things we can talk. Thank you, Commissioner Minor. Go ahead, transportation funds.
Great. So the next slide basically show what we're recommending for the transportation fund. It's a total of $16 million that we're able to recommend this year, and that's primarily because since COVID, we haven't gone back to 100% trolley service. So based on the savings that we have in this fund, we are able to fund every request that transportation has made. Next slide. Next slide. And then from here, I just wanted to note that if the projects get approved, we'll be adding 7.31 miles of bike lanes as a part of this recommendation.
So next we have the parking funds. About $6.7 million worth. All the requests that were requested by the parking department, various departments that work parking, were able to be funded. They're all at various garages throughout the city. A lot of the projects are related to, and especially at 7th Street, I know we spoke about that, were related to infrastructure or the structural repairs that are just, you know, we really have to do or required to get done. Now, resiliency is a number of our utilities. So water and sewer. This is really just a continuation, these two slides, of the multi-year critical needs program that was put in place and approved by the commission a number of years ago at about $28.7 million. And as we had As Tamika had mentioned at the beginning, it's still short about $21 million. But we'll be looking to do a bond issuance probably later in 24, 25 to close the gap on that. And then stormwater, $22.7 million. We're able to fund through existing bond proceeds or existing cash produced by the system. The major one I want to point out here, $18.2 million, is West Avenue Phase 3. It's really two parts there. $10 million is a grant match for a grant we've already been awarded, so we really have to do that. That's really great news. And then the $8.2 million is the remaining stormwater funding portion for the West Avenue Phase 3 project. Then that would go to the Grants Division. They would then apply for resiliency grants to match against the non-stormwater portions, the above ground that we normally come in PAYGO or water and sewer. And with doing that, if this is appropriated and we get the grant to match the 8.2, West Avenue Phase 3 would actually be close to the finish line in full funding. It would only be about 9.5 short. So that's really good news there. And then other funds, this is just kind of a mismatch of a couple other things. The main one is the $8.5 million on the vehicle replacements, as we spoke about. I know when we spoke about the May budget retreat, we talked about really utilizing all one-time funds because, unfortunately, the recurring funds from the RDA disappeared with the RDA redo on that agreement of over $5 million. And actually, the request is a little bit different, as I know we discussed in our briefing, that we're hoping to have $4.3 million against the 2024 surplus to be recurring general fund dollars, and that should get us to a situation, and then the rest will be funded with one-time dollars. But if you looked at the multi-year, five-year capital plan for vehicle replacements in the general fund, this would get us to a situation which is considered best practice to be able to cash fund our general fund vehicles just like we do all other funds. And this would eliminate the need for the city to issue debt to buy vehicles like what the city has done over the past number of years.
No, so Jason, I want you to, because this is really important, because yes. This is on the list. We're going to talk about it in detail and see if there's support from the members here to do that. So I want you to say that again.
Yes.
Say it slowly. Explain so everyone hears it.
Thank you.
What we've been doing in the past and what the recommendation is right now.
Okay. So in the past, over the past number of years, the city has funded their vehicles through two funding sources when it comes to the general fund. Now, all the other funds cash fund their vehicles generally. On the general fund, you had about a little over $5 million coming in every year from the RDA. And per the new RDA agreement, that expired. So that recurring funding source disappeared. And the balance above that $5 million was done through a debt issuance. The city had a line of credit, and they would issue it, and they would pay it back over 5 years. The city has about $10 million in vehicle equipment loan outstanding that will be paid over the next couple of years. The recommendation going forward is kind of twofold. Is let's get to a position where we do not have to issue debt, which we I think we have the opportunity with the surplus that we have set up. So we're looking at $4.3 million recommendation for 24 to be set as the recurring amount. The amount from 4.3 up to the 8.5 would be coming from the same source we talked about in May, which is some one-time dollars that were set aside for that purpose. If we're able to get to that $4.3 million recurring enhancement, we believe over the next number of years, we should not have to increase that value and have to use one-time dollars or issue any debt for vehicles. And this could set the city up in the long term to not be in a position to have to issue debt to buy general fund vehicles.
Okay. So what I'm doing, members, is I'm adding this item to my list. And when we finish, we're going to come to all the open items that people – I'm adding this to the list, and we're going to see if we have the votes for that. And then Is your comment about this specific issue? Go ahead. You're recognized.
North Beach property purchase, the 650, is that the one unit?
No, we didn't get to that yet.
Oh.
But I can.
No, yeah, we're not there yet, but go ahead. So go ahead, continue.
Okay, so there's a number of convention center capital projects that are fully funded by the convention center and a few miscellaneous ones with sanitation fleet. but getting to the 650, that would be funded out of the building fund. As you know, you have specific needs and uses that have to be done with those funds by state law. You have to appropriate a certain amount and only have a certain amount of reserve. By doing that analysis, we determined there was an amount that we needed to appropriate above normal operations. You will see on July 21st the number of building department enhancement requests related to technology and training that are helped with that whole customer service perspective. But one of the uses that is being recommended is to set aside $650,000 for, and it will probably be a multi-year process to accumulate a certain amount of appropriated funds for the building department, that they could actually acquire a building instead of leasing out a building in the North Beach side and stop paying rent.
Oh, I love that. Okay, great. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
So just a quick update on the GO bonds, and then so the 18 GO bonds were, you know, in tranche one. Tranche two is under planning, could be the end of 24 or 25. We're looking at it because they're running because you know, there's really three different components to it. One is running a lot faster than the other, so we might look at a line of credit to try to line them all up in the future. And then we have the tranche three and 28 or beyond, and then we know what happened with the arts and culture, which was just approved yesterday. We have our it was just approved this moment by the mayor signing the resolution, which we appreciate, to get in the final POS. We have our bond ratings came in. That LTC is in review and will be going out later today or tomorrow, but they're good, I would say. We have our disclosure DDQ call with our underwriters tomorrow. We'll be going to New York to do pricing on July 11th and 12th. We will have a capital budget amendment on the July 26th commission meeting, where the dollars would then be appropriated, and we'll be able to move forward. Closing will be, I think, the day before, so I'll be reaching out to make sure that the clerk, the mayor, and our attorney and city manager are all available to sign all the closing documents related to that.
Mayor Gelber, you're recognized.
Hey, first of all, how much is in tranche three of the original GO, of the 2018 bond? Most of it in tranche one and two?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think there's
Maria?
200 and, yeah.
200 million in tranche two and 85 million in
tranche. Yeah, about 285 is left. Okay. And we'll adjust that based on what the needs are for tranche two.
And arts and culture is 100?
101.7 was approved, so about the balance, the 50 or so, will be in tranche
two. You can't tell us the rating, are you?
Before, okay, it would be in the LTC. We they affirmed our existing rating, so it'll be AA+ stable with S&P and A2 stable with Moody's. So we retain those ratings. It's very good news. I would say that Moody's had changed their evaluation process in November, so I was concerned because once things change, things can change. Just so you know, and I know I had this conversation with Commissioner Richardson as part of as FERC chair, was that Moody's now looks at things very holistically. Before, they would look at a city, and they might look at their general fund if they're issuing GO bond, and let's say their enterprise funds could be a dumpster fire. It could be really a bad shape, but they wouldn't care. It's just how this fund is operating. Moody's is looking at more holistically now, so we were surprised that the number of questions when they had their questionnaire were related to the enterprise funds. How are the enterprise funds done? What are their reserves looking like? What are the plans with that? Even though the GO bond has nothing to do with those, because they're aware that sometimes funds can be used to be swapped from one area to the other, just trying to see what the total support is for the city. So good news that Moody's, we did reaffirm at AA2.
Okay, so members, that's the presentation. I know you all have been briefed on what's been included. And so now what I'd like to do is I want to go back to the first presentation where we talked about property values and the potential surplus that we have. So if we could bring that first slide deck up, PJ, and then turn to slide 11.
Yeah, it's 12.
It's 11 and 12.
Yeah.
Unless it's been renumbered.
It's been updated. So
okay,
it's,
so
I
then
it's
slide there. One more? Okay, right there. Okay, so members, and if you have any questions about, you all got a package about the detailed projects and funded, unfunded. Jason Tamika gave us the highlights. It's all in your briefing book on these large-sized pages. So we have 11.7, and then the next slide over, if you'll move the next slide, Remember, the 11.7 is now 10.6 based on the updates we did yesterday, and then we've got 4.9. So 10.6 and 4.9 is 15.5. It could be in July 21st when we meet that that number may go up a little bit. We don't expect it to go down. So I know that there are some projects that people have been talking about prioritizing with a capital P, right? So, and I want to go through those and get some consensus or get people to say they're not interested. The first one is we talked yesterday at the commission meeting about the Lincoln Road 100. That project will cost, the city's participation will be $4 million. If you all want to move forward with that, and I know Commissioner Fernandez, I don't want to speak with you, but you have you're very much prioritizing this. I told you I'm supporting it. I don't want to spend all $4 million out of this bucket because $1 million of that can come out of stormwater. And so if we move forward with this, it would be my recommendation to take the $1 million out of one bucket and $3 million out of this bucket. So I want to hear from the members and see if there are four of us that will support spending $3 million, allocating $3 million of right now, I've got $15.5 million sitting on the table. So is there consensus that we can allocate $3 million of that for that project? Commissioner Areola.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, I think that is it's a one-time investment with huge ROI. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I feel very good about that. The question I have is when do we think it could come online and what protections do we have against cost overrun so we don't get stuck half pregnant, whereas like, okay, we contributed to $4 million, but it's going to cost a lot more money, and then they're going to come to us for more money. Like, I want to hold their feet to the fire to make sure that our contribution is going to be our contribution and not, you know, they got us a little bit pregnant, now we got to go for
sure
finishing the project.
And go ahead, Commissioner Fernandez, you're recognized.
And certainly I'd like to certainly defer to the administration. I don't know if Raquel is here. I do know that in the terms that were presented to us yesterday, it does call for an escalator, considering changes in market and that type of stuff. I believe it's a 3% escalator. But I want to, if you allow me through the chair, to recognize Raquel.
Go ahead, Raquel. You're recognized.
Good morning, Honorable Chair and Commissioners. So the total cost of the project would be subject to annual increases, the lower of the CPI or 3%.
Right.
In no event will the city's contribution be more than that of the developer, so it's really in everyone's best interest to keep costs low. We also have an escalator on the $4 million. The sooner that the commission appropriates that $4 million, the sooner that that escalator would be essentially contained. So if the commission took until fiscal year 2027, which is what the administration was proposing, and we're no longer proposing that based on direction yesterday, those escalators would go into effect. But the project could potentially see increased costs, and if it is at a point where between the city's contribution and the developer's contribution, as well as the other funding sources that the developer is trying to obtain through a lobbyist, then we have an opportunity to modify the scope of the project to reduce the costs if we're not able to collectively come up with the funding for the project.
So there are a lot of protections in place. The other reason I think this is important to prioritize is that the principal is going to hire at their own cost a lobbyist to try to get some state funds. And Mayor, you know this as well as I, because we were there. They're not going to, if we have not committed funds, matching funds, they're not going to be successful. So we need to be in a position to say that we're willing to step up if the state's going to step up. And by the way, those details, it might have to be that grant would be in the city's name as opposed to the principal. But is there anyone here that is opposed to us earmarking the 3 plus the 1 for the next fiscal year? So that would be the budget that we're now adopting October 1st.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
To answer your question, no, I'm not opposed.
Go ahead.
But my question is, so this is all in a single year.
Well,
we would earmark the money. Let's say that the state says we don't want to do $4 million this year. We want to split it up over 2 years. Then what would happen is we would do our money. We wouldn't have to put up the money next year. It would still be a placeholder, and it would roll forward right to the next fiscal year.
Yep. And it's one time.
It's a one time.
Okay. All right.
It's a one time.
Yeah, I mean, I was for yesterday, and I appreciate all your work on it. I think it's a pretty...
And Mr. Chair, Fernandez, go ahead.
And to me, it just seems like a good investment, because for $4 million that we're putting into it, we're getting a value of $12 million, with $8 million coming from outside the city. And the greater investment is the economic impact that's going to happen in that area. So I thank you, Mr. Chair, for your suggestion of the $1 million from the stormwater funds. It makes perfect sense. It's a purpose for it.
And,
so thank
and
you.
Jason, I just want to be clear. We have the capacity to do that, right? Because I know we're going to go out for some bonds on that. But we have the million right now. We can allocate, right?
If the recommendation is, because again, this is still listed as not an enhancement until it's right, recommended to become a potential enhancement today and then discussed even more. But yes, the $3 million out of the 24 general fund operating surplus you talk about, and the $1 million would be split, I think it's 60-40 between water, sewer, and stormwater, and that million we would be able to fund with our existing program.
Okay, so the support is here. I think you're okay, right, Commissioner Dominguez?
Yeah,
so we'll then give you guidance for that $3 million plus $1 million, and so if I'm keeping a tally, we started with 15.5, so that is $3 million, so the balance is now 12.5. Now the next one I want to mention is, Jason, you brought up the 4.3, which we have been using debt financing on vehicles. Interest rates have gone up. You probably see CDs are over 5% right now. So this is a recommendation of staff to take 4.3, no longer use debt financing, but to pay. And I think that is a wise decision, and I want to see if there's support for us to move in this direction as opposed to using debt financing for these vehicles. Is there anyone opposed to doing that? Okay. Well, we'll show that. Then, Jason, you have the support of the commission.
And that number's already built into the recommendation, so it's not a deduct off of your balance that you're keeping track of.
Oh, wait a minute.
In your
I did
money
not.
Tree.
Okay.
It is a deduct off of the
Yeah, it is a deduct.
It's a new recurring.
But, Madam Manager, if you want to give me an extra $4.2 million today, I would love it. And everybody in the back of the room over there would love it, too. So that's fine. I think it has to be deducted. So, we're at 8.2 on that. So now I know that some members had wanted to prioritize the monument island. That was, remember when we went through that item was not recommended by staff, but there are members here that feel strongly about it. So how do you feel about that? Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, you're recognized.
I only have the $75,000 for the new equipment for the O Cinema, and before I agree to anything else, I would just like to make sure that everybody's on board so that we definitely have a movie theater with up-to-date technology in the city of Miami Beach. So if you guys agree to that, then I'll vote for everything else. But I got this one little appropriation that's just sitting there kind of looming. So
I have it on the list.
You will alleviate my anxiety if you just do it now. Like, could we please, as a community, get that $75,000 for the O Cinema?
I am not opposed to that. Is there any member here that's opposed to that? Because Commissioner Gonzalez is going to get $75,000, and we're all going to get millions, because she's going to agree to everything. Go ahead, Commissioner Areola.
Just one question. If you don't mind coming up, just I want to make sure that 75 is what you need. Is there a better camera for 85? You know, so I just want to make sure. And then, you know, with technology changing as much as it is, and I'm not an expert at all in this field, but, you know, is this the best use of money? I want to fund you for sure, but just, you know, is this the best way to fund you for the next 5 years so you're state of the art, or is there something you're too shy to ask us for?
Thank you for asking. That's a great question.
Can you just tell us who you are?
My name is Vivian Martel, the CEO of Living Arts Trust, DBA O Cinema.
Who runs O Cinema?
Yes. The change in technology has gone from the xenon bulbs to laser, so that's what we're looking at, the latest technology. There are some restrictions in the actual space in terms of bringing in a huge, you know, it's a historical building, we don't want to cut through the roof or, you know, do stuff like that. So for the technology, as it is, we are future-proofing it by investing in a laser projector.
Okay, and then you mentioned that was one of the things, and I couldn't articulate it. In your existing space, you know, God willing, in the next 4 or 5 years, we get the Byron Carlisle built out. You'll be, you know, obviously one of the anchor tenants, God willing. What happens then? Can this be reused, or will it become obsolete?
It should be there always.
I would like to remain in the space on South Beach and continue to provide, you know, art films.
Oh, so you're thinking about having both?
I've had multiple locations and other times and spaces. So yeah, the idea would be to provide, you know, amazing service of art films in North Beach and also in South Beach for sure.
If you had to move because things happen, you know, I know this is portable, but
yes,
all of a sudden does it become obsolete because you're in a bigger space or something?
Good question. It would, so our project idea for the North Beach location, the Byron Carlisle, would consist of 4 theaters, 2 different sizes, and then 3 like flex spaces where we can do VR and expanded programming. In those spaces, they would be possible. In the big theaters, we'd have to go for bigger guns.
Got it. Okay.
But in the smaller space, we could definitely take it. And because it's a small, you know, great size laser projector, we can move it if we needed to.
Let me ask a couple of questions. Is the proposal, and I don't know, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, if you are we going to own the equipment and you're going to borrow the equipment, or is the proposal for us to give you a grant and that you would own the equipment? What did you have in mind, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez?
So we're just upgrading the equipment in our theater. And hopefully we will continue to work with the O. I'm pretty sure that we're going to own the equipment, but, you know, we have a partnership with them. And I don't know if you've ever been to the O in Old City Hall, but it's very charming. And I think it's a real gem that we have. And I think we don't really promote it enough. And the equipment will be inside of the theater. And hopefully we will not be ousting the O anytime soon. So I don't think it was – would we be issuing this as a grant, or how would we be doing this?
Okay, that's the question, because depending on how we do it, it could come out of a different bucket. So okay. Is the idea to issue a – Jason, I don't know if this is a question for you. Is this a grant, in which case the equipment would be then owned by the entity that is operating the theater, or would this be owned by the city?
So to take it back to actually a higher level, is all we were asking for in this list, that list of 5 items specifically, is they're not even potential enhancements. So they haven't been reviewed by departments to give a recommendation on how this would be done. All we're looking at, and that's fine if these couple of items we talked about end up being directed to be in the 24 budget, but I want to make sure that the commission understands that this should be looked at in context to the overall list of potential enhancements that's here. So that's where we're going to go on 21st. There are many, 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 many lists of it. This is just 5 that aren't even potential enhancements at this point. So what we are looking for the administration was just to get direction on these 5 and the 1 or 2 that were added on whether they should even be put on the potential enhancement list for review and for us to come back. So, though, again, it's okay if this...
I'm voting for everyone's items. I would just like this to be included. I would like it included in the enhancements. I would like it included in the budget. I would like it reviewed. Yeah, sure. And I would like to know that it's done.
I'm trying to help you here. I'm on your team. Ma'am, can I ask you a couple of... So, I'm sorry? So, but you have a lease with the city to operate that space?
I do.
And you have a 501c3?
I do.
Yeah, so I think what we're hearing is that it would be a grant, in which case the money would not come out of this bucket, but would come out of enhancement budget. And so so let me just ask, is there anyone here that would be opposed to the $75,000 grant in the enhancement?
Okay, it's done. Thank you very much.
Thank
and
you.
And we will make sure it gets done in the next budget year, so starting October 1st. So we'll put that on the list. When we get to the very bottom, we're going to tell you and the manager how much money you have left for your enhancements to the operating budget. All those fine people that are sitting in the back waiting to see if they're going to get their enhancements, right? So the first item that will be on that list is the $75,000 on the operating side.
And that's what I got. So the $75,000 will be added to the enhancement list, but as commission fully recommended. And
yeah.
Okay,
good. All right, now.
So if I can, besides the other four that were on the top of the list, and again, if none of them are like this one, given direction to be added to the enhancement list for further debate on the 21st, and I know this one's not going to be debated, but the other four, that will be the end of those. And there are two other ones that I wanted to mention again, which would be the Monument Island lighting project for $150,000, which was recommended to be discussed today from yesterday. The Gym Kids
Hang on just a second. Let's take them one at a time. So I want to get back to Monument Island, okay? Because we were there, but we went down a cinema route, and we got that done. So I want to. We've got $1.2 million that is potentially for the Monument Island, and in addition, $150,000, right? Both of those are related to Monument Island, or no?
Yes and no, that they're separate, in that the capital project of about $1.1 million, of which $250,000 is designed, is the capital project which was being discussed today. The enhancement that was recommended, again, it would have to be recommended to be analyzed to come back to be on the July 21st one for debate. That's for the $150,000.
On the operating side. Okay, so let's take the capital question first. $1.2 million. Who would like to talk about that? Yes. Commissioner Dominguez, go ahead.
Thank you. So Monument Island, it's been debated and discussed for over 20 years. We've gotten opinions from MBPD. I recently met with one of the officers. Having this project done is highly recommended and will curb all of the bad things that are happening in that neighborhood. So for me, this is something that's very important. I think another commissioner that was spearheading Monument Island discussions was Commissioner Minor, if he is still on Zoom and can chime in.
Commissioner Minor, are you still with us? Okay. But
I'm up.
Mayor Galbraith.
I'm with her.
Yes. Okay. I'm with her. So this is Commissioner Dominguez has got this with a priority with a capital P, and Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez said she's going to support these as well, right? This is the Monument Island. 1.2. Is there anyone here that would oppose allocating 1.2 capital project in the next coming year? Commissioner Arriola.
A question. Does this include, because it came up this week, the 100,000?
No, we're going to get to that in a minute.
Gotcha.
That's on the operating side. So this is the capital first.
Okay.
So we'll show that done. So I'm keeping a tally. I'm down to 4 million, right? So now I want to take up the 150, which would be on the operating side, and this is a lighting project.
We don't have an enhancement for it. I don't have any information.
How did the item come to light? Was that Commissioner Fernandez?
Yes.
All right, tell us what your dream is.
Yes. So in anticipation of the centennial of Art Deco, this was proposed by the Miami Design Preservation League as part of that centennial to light up the Flagler Monument as part of a civic pride installation for 1 year. It's an installation that's done similar to an installation being done. I believe it's in Paris, and it's $150,000 for a temporary 1 year lighting of the Flagler Monument celebrating the centennial of Art Deco in 2025. We're requesting for the funding in 2024. Because that's when we need to make those hard and soft production cost investments in fiscal year 2024.
And so that would be in the form of a grant to that organization?
Well, what I would propose is allocating the funding for the Flagler Monument lighting for Art Deco Centennial.
And then I would say we could decide in the future if we want to do it in the form of a grant to the Miami Design Preservation League or to some other entity. But allocating the funding for the project. The idea was a proposal of the Miami Design Preservation League.
Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez, you recognize.
Okay, but do they have any skin in the game? Why don't we say, we'll match your grant. Do a fundraising campaign, and we'll match what you do. Because, you know, we fund the Art Deco Weekend. They're getting the building. I saw that you have the Enzo Gallo murals. Like, do they have a capital campaign themselves?
Well,
go ahead.
Thank you. Well, the Enzo Gallo murals are actually city property. It does not belong to Miami Design Preservation League through the support of their advocacy. Citizen M donated those murals to the city of Miami Beach, and now it's a taxpayer's property. But as it relates to the Flagler Monument, certainly we could ask the design League to engage in their own campaign as well to contribute to it. I don't know, if we're requiring that of all the entities coming before us.
Let's do this. Let's do a placeholder for $150, and that would be in the form. We don't have to decide right now, but it would be on the operating side, okay? So let's put a placeholder on the enhancement, and then let's give staff time to work through what that might look like, and you can come back to us. If you don't get to that before the end of July, you can even come back to us in September and tell us how you would recommend that we do that. Go ahead, Jason.
So we'll add this, and again, just to bear in mind that there's a very long several tens of millions of dollar context for that. So when you're looking at these individual items, you know, it's important to take into context that there's a whole bunch of other enhancements that'll be discussed on the 21st. Again, this was really just to say, which what I'm hearing here is that you're recommending this be moved to the potential enhancement list so that the staff will put together that information and then be presented on the 21st of July along with all of the other items.
No, so I hear what you're saying, but what I'm hearing is that there are four votes here to prioritize it. That's what I'm hearing. So,
and we'll list it if I may. We'll list it
so
as a commission.
What we're going to do is, because what I'm trying to do is get down to the final number I'm going to be able to give you, the manager and department heads, to know what you're dealing with, so that when you come back on the 21st. You're going to be able to make recommendations. Now, we're going to give you guidance on two or three items that you'll come back with that this body has already agreed upon. Okay.
And just, you know, there's a number of items that we'll talk on the 21st that the commission has already listed as prioritization that are operating ones. So, again, there's a context.
And you'll have to take those if we've already
put this on the list. That's really what it is. Do you even put it on the list for consideration?
No. Okay. Because what I'm hearing is that there is support.
Okay.
Right? Just like the O Cinema, this body just said that we wouldn't put it on the list, that we will authorize it. So that's $75,000. So when we finish the meeting today, I'm going to give you a number of what's left. And then there are going to be a handful of things that we're telling you have to come back on the list that we've already agreed upon. So those are going, so that's going to reduce the number that you're going to be left with. And
gotcha.
Then you're going to come back with what's left to say, this is the staff recommendation of all the different department heads have listed what they would like, their, you know, Christmas lists and Hanukkah lists and all the things. And then you all are going to make a recommendation to this body, and then we're going to accept all of it or part of it, and then we're going to say yes or no. But what I'm trying to do is count votes here, and I got four votes to support the $75,000, and I think I've got four votes to support the $150,000. We just don't know what the form of that, because the research hasn't been done. Commissioner Rosen-Gonzalez.
So DPL just texted me, and they said that they do have, they're putting in $100,000 in production costs. They have a donor, so they do have some skin in the game. So they're putting $100,000, and we're putting $150,000. But I had no idea because it's the first time I'm hearing about it. I didn't know.
We haven't, because it hasn't been vetted yet. So we have a placeholder, and so that will be, whoever's listening, that will be part of the deal, is that our $150,000 will be contingent upon their $100,000.
Yes.
So that, Manager.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I think what Jason is trying to very diplomatically to say is that you are making decisions and recommendations about enhancements that include, obviously, commission priorities. And there's a whole list of commission priority enhancements that's pending. So you're making these decisions without the benefit of reviewing that list as well. Forget the directors, because at this point, at the rate that we're going, there's not going to be much left. But aside from what the administration requests might be, there's actually a list of commission priorities that isn't on the table today. Yeah. And that's the only concern that we're sharing, that we want to make sure there's something left for that process.
Okay, so let me phrase it this way, because these items are coming up as part of our capital discussion, which is why I'm taking them, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll tentatively earmark them, right, and say that they're on the top of the list. If you bring all that list back on the 21st, maybe the members will change their mind and say, you know what, I don't want to support that because I want to support something else. So we can always change our mind on the 21st.
And the other thing I wanted to put out there, and I don't know if you're open to this, is, for example, on the Monument Island, if we could come back with a recommendation that maybe splits the funding over multiple funding sources, would you be okay with that as long as we got to the 1.2? Whatever the number is, 1.2.
I am supportive, and I'm sure the body would be supportive. If you find other funding sources, including grants, that would take the 1.2 or whatever is needed and take it out of different budget buckets, I think we'll all be supportive of that. That would be great. In fact, that would even free up more money for other enhancements, right? So I am at $7 million now. There was another item that Commissioner Miner brought up about a request for $50,000 for parks. I would like that to be reviewed as part of what we do when we come back on the 21st, because nobody knows anything about that. I don't even know. I mean, it's on school property, I think, right, Jason?
If that's then that's exactly the kind of direction we're looking for, is for it to be dropped and not considered, or what it sounded like here is added to the potential enhancements. Staff departments will go back, get some information, and then you'll have that information to review on the 21st.
Yeah,
so we can add that to the potential enhancements
that to
for
the
review.
List of potential, and then you have to vet it and tell us what
if we recommend or not.
What exactly? Now,
Jim
members, I think. I've got just a couple of more. The
Gym Kids.
Planters. You need $300,000. Is that right? Tamika or?
That was Elizabeth.
Who?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, come back. Please come back up. Thank you so much. I appreciate everybody being so patient. So you need $300,000, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And I think, members, I think these planters we want to prioritize today, because until we give you guidance, you can't order them, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, members, is there anyone that will oppose? Go ahead, Commissioner Ariola.
I mean, they're planters. Has anyone seen these? Maybe I've seen them and I forget. Are they aesthetically nice?
Yes, they're beautiful, and they're just like big, they're concrete planters.
I'm all in favor. I want to make sure someone.
Yeah, no, it's an upgrade to what we currently have, and it will, I think it will be a nice addition for that area.
Yeah.
Okay. We're trying to improve. It's the area where the person was attacked.
I'm in favor. I just want to make sure we're making the investment aesthetically.
Okay, so Jason, question for you. Seems like we've got at least four, maybe it's even unanimous, supporting $300,000 for the planters. In order for you to be able to order them tomorrow or Monday or as soon as possible, can I put this in the first of all, would that be an enhancement or is that capital? That's capital dollars?
For it to be done today, or you know, done very quickly.
So do you need to do a budget modification on fiscal year 23?
If the recommendation is to make it happen, we will make it happen. I'll leave it to you that way. So we will either tap into a contingency, come back with a budget amendment, but use contingency now and replenish it. But if the will is to make that move,
we can figure out how to make that happen.
Okay, so it's the will of the body to move on this today. So you guys figure out. You can brief us on the 21st. If you need to do a budget amendment on the fiscal year 23 budget, you can bring that at the July commission meeting, and we will act on it. If not, if you can place the order and it sounds like it'll be paid for in 24, in fiscal year 24, I think you – anyway, you guys figure out what we need to do. But if we need to do a budget amendment, then obviously that adjusts the total number that we have left
and,
over.
And, Mr. Chair, I think this is a good time to tell you that 15 minutes before I walked into this meeting, Tamika handed me a draft budget amendment for the July meeting that I have not looked at. But, again, in the interest of full disclosure, I want you to know that there are obviously urgent needs that the departments have highlighted to Tamika that I need to review. So there will be a capital amendment that obviously we'll meet and discuss with you.
Okay, we'll do that. So, members, I think I've addressed everything that we had on the list today. Jason, is there anything else that I have forgotten on things that I wanted to get? I
mean, yeah, just, you know, the only one that wasn't on that original presentation was from yesterday. There was the Gym Kids CPI increase.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm told it's $75,000 to increase the contract value, and there was discussion on whether the city would absorb that entire fee structure.
Oh, this is a program, Parks. Who's from Parks can talk about that. This was a program that came up yesterday, and we moved it to discussion today. So this is a Parks and Rec program, right? John, tell us who you are.
John Rebar, Parks and Recreation Director. I will try to be brief. We had a gymnastics program for years. We now don't have one because of the contractor, which was very successful until she was unable to hire staff. This is not only a – what came to you in front of you yesterday was not only a CPI increase, so I want to correct that on the record. The increase that she needed in fees was greater than the CPI allowed by contract. So what's in front of you today is to not raise the rates other than the CPI increase we've done across the department and for the city to make up the difference so we can continue to have a gymnastics program without doubling, in some cases, the registration fee for the participants. The estimated that, we looked at 2019 participation numbers. We want to get the best numbers we can when it was most successful, was $75,000. It could be less depending on how many youth joined the Gym Access program.
Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez.
You know, the people that are using our Parks and Rec program, these gym programs, are after-school programs for parents who work, and it's just so if we double those fees, it will just become really expensive. So I think that this is money well spent, you know, for our youth, after school care, hospitality workers, single moms. They need these programs, and hopefully we can help subsidize them.
So let me ask, John, is this on your list of enhancements that you've previously submitted to the manager?
No, because this came in front of you yesterday to amend the contract to allow the increase in registration fees.
So this would be operations, not capital. And so what I would ask then, put this on the list, vet it, and put it on the list when you come back on the 21st, right? Then this body is going to look at the list of your recommendations, and I think that there is a strong likelihood that there'll be interest in funding this. But since we're going to be talking about all these operational on the 21st, just add it to the list, bring it back. And
we'll list it as an Parks will fill out an enhancement form. We'll add it to the list for final consideration.
Perfect. Yeah.
So
and
John,
then John, Jason, am I missing anything? I think I've got everything now off my
list. Unless there was the list there, if there was anything else that wanted to give direction to become a potential enhancement that was on that slide. If not, we think we have enough direction.
Let's do this. And I know that I had a couple of texts from, like, the Jazz Festival, but that's going to be taken up on the 21st, and I probably misspoke because I said, oh, yeah, that's an operation item.
It's already all listed on the enhancement list for consideration.
Yeah, for the 21st, because that's an operation, and today we focused on capital. So,
Madam Manager and Jason, my tally right now is $7 million. Okay. So now when we come back on the 21st, that number may have grown a little bit, right, Tamika? I don't think it'll go down. But if our final numbers come in, maybe we'll have another half million or a million.
Correct. We're hopeful.
We're hopeful. So, but right now, you're working with a number of 7 million. And then, so you've got 7 million that you can come back and make recommendations, and you've already heard a few items that we're expecting to see at the top of the list. We may change our mind and take them off, but we've got the O-Cinema, and we've got the lighting for Monument people want. And so those are going to be up then. So that's part of the 7 million. So, Jason, you got that right? And then, Madam Manager, you understand?
Yes, I think we have all the. I think we have the direction
so
that we
working
need for today.
On, we're working at 7, and then you're going to come back. The number may change a little bit, and if Tamika is going to give me a capital adjustment right on the next July meeting, that number could change again, right? But that's in the ballpark of what you're working with. And again, it may go up. And so when you come back on the 21st, you're gonna make recommendations on how we might allocate that 7, right?
Got it.
The whole amount, correct?
Yep.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Go ahead, member. Go ahead, Commissioner Fernandez.
Thank you. Just a question and some guidance. We made a referral yesterday to this meeting. Of suggesting for us to look at convention center funds that could perhaps be available for us to consider making an allocation for a possible restoration and reinstallation of the Enzo Gallo murals that we currently have in storage, because we're going to probably at some point have to make an investment in a longer-term storage of those murals. And I was suggesting that since we have an issue with the current art installation and we don't know what the future of that art installation may be, if it does have to be removed to have some money set aside for its possible restoration and its possible reinstallation there, since there is funding available on that side.
Here my first question on that is, and maybe we have to hear from Lissette or somebody, but what is the, if that art is then installed on city property or a convention center, does that have to go before Art in Public Places, or does that only have to go there if we're expending money for art itself? So, Lissette, if we wanted to do that, and I don't know that, I mean, I think we should probably look at all different options on where to put those murals, but if we wanted to put them anywhere in the city, do we have to put that before any committee?
Just to clarify, you're talking about the Enzo Gallo murals. So I know the commissioner mentioned the work at the convention center that's still there. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
yes, we would have to go through AIPP, but the work that is currently at the convention center, it's still there, so it's not being removed. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Commissioner Fernandez, did you have a follow-up on that?
No.
Okay, Commissioner Rosa Gonzalez, go ahead.
So the tiles on the convention center need to be replaced also?
No.
No?
Not at this time.
So that work isn't having an issue?
It is having an issue, but we're working on it.
There are issues with the Sarah Morris mural, and we have filed a lawsuit, and we have not served it yet on the artist or the contractor, and I do need to schedule a shade session with the body to discuss the issues there. There are contract issues. The condition of the tiles are a concern, and particularly on the Washington Avenue side, I understand that there's a protective scrim because there's a concern that tiles are cracking and may fall, and ultimately we can't tell you today, and from what I understand from the initial engineering report, that you know that the condition of that work is such that it can just remain there permanently. So you know there are some decisions to be made about that. Today is maybe not that meeting, but
I know. I would just like to point out that this is the second Art in Public Places tile piece that is falling apart. and then we have to swoop in. So I don't know how or what the process is for the installation of those, and I don't know who's in charge of it, but...
Sure, and we're no longer recommending any type of mosaic work in the future. So
really? It, okay.
Both are the same medium, and I'm sorry I misheard Commissioner Fernandez.
Just a follow-up question, if I may.
Go ahead.
So I just want to make sure, so even if we're not using arts in public places funds, the placement of the art at the convention center will still require approval by arts in public places?
That's correct, and that's the process that it went through when the artwork was selected originally in the convention center. So I can share that information with
okay,
you.
We can talk offline, because the general proposition of do you need to go to art and public places in order to install any artwork on any public property, I don't know that that's what the ordinance provides, but maybe after the meeting we'll get back to you.
Okay, so let's do this. Hang on, Mayor. Let's do this. On the 21st, it's primarily going to be focused on the enhancements, but let's bring this item back. It could involve capital money. It could involve operational money. But in the meantime, why don't we all vet it, find out if we want it, if it has to go to AIPP, if it doesn't, what would be a recommendation? There may be other places that we want to put this art, and I would like to hear recommendations from staff on all of that. So, Lisette, is that okay?
Yes.
So come back to us on the 21st. In the meantime, work with legal. Let's figure out what would be involved. If they were placed at the convention center, what fund would that come out of for placement? What legal hurdles, if any, would we have to work out? Would we coordinate with our vendor there, and so forth? Okay, so that's what we'll do on this item, because it needs more work.
We'll create as a potential enhancement for this and vet that, and then have that on the list of potential enhancements. And then what happens really on the 21st is, like you said, we work with that 24th surplus on the resort tax and the general fund, and then we work down. That's going to be mostly operating items, but there will be a few capital items like we talked about here.
Exactly.
And then we'll work our way down to zero.
Mayor, did you have something?
Yeah, I just wanted – I had thought it had gone through AIPP, but not with money.
That's correct.
So AIPP said what?
I have my notes here. This is from back in 2016, but they approved that the work be of contemporary. So they approved the type of medium, the artist. They went through the whole selection process.
For what? For designation where?
In the convention center.
So AIPP sort of has approved it, but didn't want to fund it.
No, Mayor Gelber. No. I think Lisette's not understanding your question. Your question is specifically to Enzo, correct?
Yes.
Okay, specific to Enzo. In June of 2022, Art in Public Places did in fact pass a motion. The motion said to acknowledge the Art in Public Places Committee supports efforts to preserve the Wells Fargo murals by artist Enzo Gallo and will offer professional guidance as needed. However, the committee does not recommend use of Art in Public Places funds to undertake expenses involved with relocating the mural, including but not limited to storage, maintenance, conservation, and reinstallation.
Okay. I mean, I think it's proper for us to sort of go back and look at it, except I'd also say that AIPP ought to, when they make its recommendations, ought to decide whether it's going to fund it with its money or not, because it's not much of a help if they say, we like it, but we're not going to spend a dime on it.
Well, let's find out. Part of what we're going to vet is to find out how much money we would need if we are going to put it on the campus, what installation cost and so forth. Is that something we can estimate?
Sure. And we have an example right now with the Apollo. The Apollo at a fire station, to install it, is around close to $500,000, because it takes engineering and different things. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot. Okay, all right, well, we'll hear more about this on the 21st. So, all right, members, we got a lot of good work done. Alina, I think you and Jason have what you need to do to come back to us on the 21st. And look at
that,
we did all of that in an hour and 40 minutes. So
thank
with that, we are adjourned. Thank you so much.
Thank you.